Mogul Motivation, empowering and inspiring entrepreneurs and dream chasers worldwide, one week at a time. Presented by True Stories Media, and I'm your host, Antoine Twiz Taylor. Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Mogul Motivation. Welcome back. I'm happy that you are here. If this is your first time listening, this podcast is for the aspiring entrepreneur trying to get over that hump and make things happen. But this podcast is for anybody with a dream that wants to go forward and accomplish that dream. This is episode 445, and there's a previous episode on this podcast titled Simple Versus Easy. And on that episode, I talk about how your goals, your objective, when you vocalize it, is very simple, right? You want to get from point A to point B. You want to get from point B to point C. That's simple, but it's not easy, because unfortunately in this world, we have a lot of barriers to entry. We have a lot of obstacles that we have to overcome. A lot of them are racially instilled, but at the same time, a lot of these barriers are man-made because of capitalism. So because of these barriers and other things, sexism, all of this, it's not easy to obtain our goals, but the objective is very simple when you look at it on paper and when you vocalize it. On this episode, I want to give a fresh perspective on that take. I do believe that your goals are still simple, that your objective is still very much straightforward when you write it down on paper and you vocalize it. I still believe that, but I want to challenge the easy part of it, right? I love acronyms, okay? Mogul Motivation, the Mogul is an acronym. True Stories Media, True is an acronym. I just recently did an episode titled FICO, that's an acronym. Friendly Integrity Creates Opportunities. This episode is another acronym, ETA, which stands for Easy Thinking Attracts. This is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about how when you think about ease, that's going to attract everything you want. The previous episode last week, I talked about hardly working, about how I personally have worked so hard for over 10 years and I still feel like I'm so far away from certain goals. When you look at every industry in this world, the hardest workers are the ones who receive the least amount of currency. The people who do the least amount of work receive the most amount of money. You know, we could talk all day long about how CEOs deserve all these $1 million, seven-figure, eight-figure salaries and bonuses, but at the end of the day, they aren't doing the hard labor. They are simply relegating and delegating to all of these committees that just report back to them so they can say yes or no. The people that are working the hardest, the people in those warehouses, the people that's on the customer facing jobs, these people are the ones who make the least amount of money, and it's not fair because they are working the hardest. That's what I talked about on the previous episode. We have to start hardly working, because when you have done everything that you feel you can do, it makes no sense to continue to exert all of this industry and frustrate yourself. So in this season of my life, I want to challenge myself and I want to challenge you to start easy thinking about ease. Because when you think about ease, even though things may be quote unquote hard in the real world, and even though your goals are simple to obtain, everything has been fighting against you. So try something different and put that ease into the atmosphere and allow that to circulate and attract what you truly want. I have experienced this before in my life, and I've abandoned this method because I thought that hard work was simply the way to get there. Do you have to work for something you want? Absolutely. But at the same time, you sometimes have to come back, sit down, take your foot off the gas pedal, and just coast. Think about that ease. Think about that simplicity. Think about people telling you yes. Think about people telling you you are approved. Think about people clapping for you. Think about the accolades. Think about the money. Think about the income. Think about everything that you desire and that you want and that you need with ease. Easy thinking will attract it. Because when I have practiced this method before in my entrepreneurial life and in my personal life, I noticed that the things I really wanted, I've always received it. Now here's the kicker. I didn't necessarily always receive what I wanted or needed when I thought that I needed it. The timing is what frustrates humans, because we want things to operate on our time. We want things to be right now, this hour, this day, this week, this month. And it doesn't work like that in life. God's timing is different, something that we cannot imagine, something that we cannot fathom. But when you really think about it, everything that I wanted, everything that I desired. When I really took my foot off the gas pedal, when I started to operate with a thinking of ease that would attract what I desired, it always came to me. It just never came when I thought it should have come. It never came when I thought I needed it, but it always came at the right moment in time. Everything in your life, everything in your entrepreneurial life, everything in your career is happening exactly as it should happen right now. So therefore, do not continue to overexert yourself. Do not continue to wear yourself out. You need to start hardly working in this season, and you need to operate under an ETA operation, which is easy thinking, which is going to attract everything you desire and everything you want. Continue to put that energy out there. Don't tell yourself that it's not going to work out. Tell yourself it is going to work out, even if you don't know how it's going to work out. Continue to vocalize this. Say those words. Allow those words to circulate and to fill your space, and watch your space shift. Watch things in your body shift, and watch that ease come into your life, and everything that you've been working for is going to bloom and blossom into fruition. But again, you don't know when it's going to happen. You don't know how it's going to happen, but that doesn't matter. You just need to know that it will happen. That's the only business that you need to know. We don't need to know God's operation, but we just need to continue to focus on ETA. Easy thinking attracts. And that's what I'm doing. I have to practice what I preach. There are certain goals. There are certain tasks that's been lingering above my head for so long. That's been stressing me out, to be honest. But I can't continue to stress me out. I can't continue to erode my own spirit and my own health over things I can't control. But what I can control is taking my foot off the gas pedal. What I can control is going at an easier pace. What I can control is lightening my workload. And continue to put that ease out there. Continue to think about ease. Continue to embrace ease. And ease will come to me. And it will come to you. So whatever you're weighing in your mind right now, in your personal life, in your entrepreneurial life, in your business, in your career, start operating with a sense of ease. This decision will come easy to me, and the aftermath will be smooth. Nothing is going to wear me out. Everything is happening in my favor, and it will work out in the end, and all that I desire, all that I want, will be delivered into my hands. As long as I operate with easy thinking, that will attract. So that's my podcast this week, everybody. Let's continue to work, but not too hard. Let's imagine reality. Easy thinking attracts. It will come to you as long as you put it out into the atmosphere. No more overworking yourself. No more working overtime. No more overexerting yourself. We are hardly working in this season. And we are putting out the energy that we want to receive, which is nothing but righteousness, which is nothing but goodness, which is nothing but compassion, which is nothing but victory. So if this podcast has benefited you in any way, shape, or form, I ask for two things as always. Number one, please leave a 5-star review. And number two, pass it on to a friend who may benefit from it as well. Have a great day. I'll talk to you next week.